Good evening, my beloved brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，晚安。
Good evening, my beloved brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，晚安。
I hope you heard how I addressed you.
我希望你能够听得到我对你们所说的。
My beloved.
是我所亲爱的。
Now I know that there's different dimensions to that being beloved.
我知道被神所爱或者是我所爱的有很多不同的角度来看。
But we are the beloved of God.
但我们是神所爱的。
That's more than being loved by God.
但是那比所有的人爱更深刻。
I don't think I can explain it, but I just know it's more than just a general love.
我虽然不能够解释，但我知道这不是一个平常的爱。
And our Lord Jesus has instructed us.
那主耶稣曾经这样对我们说。
That we should love one another.
我们要彼此的相爱
，even as he has loved us，
正如他爱我们一样。
So it ought to be something that becomes real in our hearts。
所以这在我们心中应该是一个真实的事情。
That everyone who has come to know our blessed Lord Jesus，
每一个认识我们的可称颂主耶稣，可称颂的主耶稣
，is our brother and our sister，
都是我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹。
And we need to demonstrate this mighty love of Christ。
我们需要将这神全能的爱能够彰显出来。
Every time we have opportunity，
只要我们有这样子的机会，我们就当
面去接。You know, sometimes it's just hi。
有时候我们只是跟人家说 hi。
Or a big smile。
有时候我们笑。
Or if you're still interested in learning how to do Brazilian hugging, we're still interested in teaching you。
那如果你还想学那个在巴西我们这样巴西式的拥抱的话，我也很愿意教你们。
But find a way。
但是我们要找到一个方法
to demonstrate your love for one another，
要表明出来我们是彼此相爱。
This is the way the world knows，
这就是这个世界怎么样子的来知道。
That we are disciples of the Lord Jesus，
能够知道我们是耶稣的门徒。
This is the thing that characterizes us，
这是我们的特质。
And we don't demonstrate it enough。
但我们很多时候没有将它表达出来。
So be encouraged, my brothers and sisters。
所以弟兄姐妹，我们当受勉励。
Let's let the Lord teach us.
让主的话来教导我们。
How to manifest this love toward one another.
怎么样能够彰显我们彼此的相爱。
You don't have to agree with one another to love one another.
你不需要彼此能够意见都一样才能够开始彼此相爱。
You don't even have to like one another in order to love one another.
甚至你都不需要的彼此喜欢就能够来爱他们。
We just need to learn to love one another.
我们只需要学习怎么样彼此相爱。
The Lord loves them.
主喜爱这样子的事。
We have a responsibility to love them too.
主既然爱他们，我们也应当爱他们。
In the time before us, in the days ahead of us.
所以在接下来这几天
，Let this be a priority in our life.
让这一个成为我们生命中最重要的一件事。
Maybe you need to start right in your own home.
也许我们应该从我们自己的家开始。
Let the husband and wife relationship.The love that is manifested between them.
让这个爱的关系能够在先生跟妻子当中显明出来。
Be something more than just natural romantic love.
要超越那个就是普通的罗曼蒂克的爱。
Let the love that there exists between parents and children.
让那个父母跟儿女之间的爱。
Be a manifestation of God's love.
也能够彰显出神的爱来。
And children toward parents.
无论是儿女对父母
，children toward children，
或是儿女对儿女之间
，this way our homes can become a living testimony to what the Lord Jesus desires to happen in His people。
那这样子的话，我们的家就成为我们主耶稣所希望他的百姓所有的样式。
So I want to encourage you to receive my exhortation。
所以我在这里真是鼓励大家能够接受我劝勉的话。
Now, did you hear what our brother Eric said this morning?
我不晓得你们今天早上有没有听到吴弟兄的信息。
I've been elevated into a new category now.
我现在已经是进入了更高的一个不同的年纪的阶段。
I'm an elder brother.
那我是年长的弟兄了。
The first time anyone has ever referred to me as an elder brother.
那这是第一次有人这样子称呼我。
And I'm not really sure how I should receive it.
我还是不大清楚我到底应该怎么样子来回应。
I don't see myself as an elder brother.
因为我看我自己还不是那么年长的弟兄。
But if my brother says I'm an elder brother,
但如果我的弟兄称我是年长的，
I submit to my brother.
那我就顺服我的弟兄。
But please don't expect anything else from me.
但是除此以外，你就不要要求太多。
I'm Ernie Heil from toe to head.
我从头到脚就是 Ernie Heil.
So you can go ahead and call me whatever you like.
所以你可以随意用什么样称呼来称呼我。
I'm just Ernie Heil.
我就是 Ernie Heil.
One of God's children.
是神的儿女。
Who loves you.
爱你们。
Let's turn in our scriptures this evening.
我们今天晚上我们开始看我们的圣经。
To three portions of scripture.
我们要看三段的圣经。
First of all, to our theme verses.
第一个要看我们主题的经文。
First Thessalonians 5.
23 and 24.
Now, you notice I've started slowly. You pray I'll be able to continue slowly. Because I know we have to have translation. Sometimes when I push on the accelerator, I override my brother.
那我弟兄的翻译他就没办法翻了。
And that makes it difficult for some of you to understand.
那对你们当中有些的人来讲，这就要明白我的话就不容易。
I don't want to do that to you.
我不希望这样的。
I don't want to be an interference to the Lord communicating His heart to us.
我不要成为神将他话语交通出来的拦阻。
Maybe it'll be helpful for you to understand.
如果你们能明白的话，会对你们有帮助。
Translating in Brazil is a little different.
在巴西，翻译是不一样的。
For two reasons.
有两个理由。
I have a precious, precious brother who does the translating for me.
第一个，我有一个非常宝贝的弟兄替我翻译。
And we have spent a lot of time together.
那我们同工已经很久了。
And he knows my heart.
他知道我的心。
Sometimes he says what I'm going to say before I say it.
那有的时候我还没有说我要说的时候，他已经替我说出来了。
I don't know if he's saying the right thing.
那虽然我不知道他讲的到底是不是对的。
But from time to time he confesses his sin.
但有的时候他会向我承认他的罪。
But with Chinese, it's necessary to complete your thought.
但是呢，从中文来讲，我有必要将一段思想讲清楚。
Whereas in Portuguese, I can stop in the middle of my thought.
但是在讲葡萄牙文的时候，我虽然一句话没讲完，我可以停下来。
So, I'm trusting the Lord to help me tonight.
所以今天我相信主会帮助我们。
So First Thessalonians chapter 5.
所以帖撒罗尼迦第五章。
Verses 23 and 24.
23、24节。
Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely.And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Hebrews chapter 4,
希伯来书第四章
，one verse，
我们只读一节。
Hebrews 4 verse 12，
第四章的第十二节。
For the word of God.Is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as a division of the soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
神的道是活泼的。是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
Galatians chapter 5，
加拉太书第五章。
Just one verse.
我们也只读一节。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So by faith we want to continue in the prayers that have already been offered.
所以我们在信心里要继续我们已经开始的祷告。
Believing that our God has heard our cry.
相信我们的主已经听见我们的呼求。
And we can expect the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们可以相信圣灵会帮助我们。
In speaking.
在讲的。
In translating.
在翻译的。
In listening.
在听的。
In hearing.
在 听的时候
and putting into practice,
甚至在行出来的时候
We began last evening
我们在昨天晚上
by focusing on this matter of complete sanctification
我们的重心是在讲到全然成圣
Now maybe we ought to go back and consider together
我们也许要退回一步再想一下
Why is it necessary for you and me to be sanctified?
为什么你和我都需要成为圣洁呢
Now, if we go back to the beginning of Genesis,
我们回到创世纪的起初
we have the beginning of things,
这是所有事情的开始
the beginning of created things,
所有受造之物的开始
Now, prior to that, there was no beginning,
在这之前的时候没有开始
it was eternity,
那是永远
Now, I know we don't usually think in eternal times,
我知道我们不是从永恒的角度来思想时间
becauseWe are created creatures.
因为我们是受造之物。
But the Word of God opens up by a simple statement.
但神的话从这样一个简单的话开始。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, period.
起初，神创造天地，句点。
He didn't tell us how he did it.
他没有说他怎么做的。
He didn't tell us how long it took.
他也没说他到底用了多久的时间。
It's a simple statement.
这是一个很简单的事实。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初神创造天地。
Now we heard our brother sharing about this morning.
今天早上我们听到我们弟兄在这件事情上分享。
Because when you get to verse 2 of chapter 1,
当你等到了第一章的第二节
a catastrophe has occurred.
在这里好像有一个灾难。
Because it said there that God created the heavens and the earth.
因为在那里讲到说神创造了天地。
Now, some of you young brothers and sisters,
我们当中比较年轻的弟兄姐妹
have you studied anything to do with astronomy?
你不知道你有没有读过任何关于天文关于天文地理
have you studied something about the stars?
你有没有读过关于星象
about the universe?
关于宇宙
do you understand that we are a part of a galaxy?
你知道我们是银河里面的一个
Now, I don't understand much, okay?
我懂得不多。
But I understand that we live in a galaxy.
但我知道我们是银河系当中的一个。
And in this galaxy, there are a number of planets.
在这银河系里面有许多的星球。
Jupiter, Mars,
有
what else?
木星有火星还有呢、
huh? Mercury,
还有金星还有
Anybody, any others you remember?
水星还有
What about Earth?
地球呢
Earth is a part of that galaxy.
地球也是太阳系当中的一个星球。
Now notice what the Word of God says.
那你再看一下神的话怎么说的。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
在起初的时候，神创造了天与地。
At least you could have named all the planets in our galaxy.
那他可以到我们所有银河系里面的星球。
But he didn't.
当然没有。
He only mentioned one.
他只提到了一个地方。
Now he created all the others.
他的的确确创造了所有的星球。
But he didn't call attention to them.
但他没有将我们的注意力放在那里。
Why, my brothers?
为什么
？Because this is the place where the problem is.
因为这一个就是有问题的地方。
Please don't ever forget.
不要忘了
，the God that you and I have come to know in the person of our Lord Jesus.By the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵，我们与我们的主耶稣有个人的关系。
Is a perfectionist, a perfectionist.
是一个完美主义者。
Did you get it in Chinese? Do you know what that means?
你知道什么意思吗
He could never ever create something imperfect.
他不会造一个不完全的东西。
So when you begin to read verse 2,
当我们看读到第二节的时候，
And what does it say?
他怎么说呢？
And the earth was formless and void, and there was darkness on the surface of the deep.
那地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Now it seems to me our God could not have created it that way.
那在我看来的话，我们的神不可能造出来这样子的东西。
How can he, as a perfect God,
一个全完全的神，
create anything imperfect?
可以造出一个不完全的事情来。
In my understanding, impossible.
在我的想法，这是不可能的。
He would cease to be God.
他这样子他就不是神。
And that's impossible.
这不可能的。
So something happened.
所以有一些事情发生了。
And our brother explained it to us this morning.
所以我们的弟兄今天早上解释了。
That an archangel named Lucifer,
那有个天使长路西佛，
decided that he wasn't satisfied to be the most intelligent created being.
他是所有受造之物当中最聪明的，但是他还不满意。
You remember what he wanted to be?
你知道他愿意做什么吗？
What did he want to be?
他想要成为怎么样？
He wanted to be God.
他要成为神。
Now, for us tonight, I hope we can say, what a foolish thing.
今天我希望我们在这里能够看见这件事，说这真是愚昧的事。
Stop to think about it.
在这里稍微想一下。
A created being,
一个受造之物，
wanting to be God.
虽然想做造物主。
Now, the reason men want to become gods,
为什么人想要成为神？
Because they're blinded.
因为他们的眼睛瞎了。
And the same thing was true with Lucifer.
所以路西佛也是这样子。
He was blinded by his own pride.
他是被他自己的骄傲蒙了眼睛。
As best we can understand.
我照我们所能理解的程度。
He was the most intelligent being God had ever created.
他是神所创造之物当中实在是最有智慧的。
God first, before he created the heavens and earth, created the angels.
在创造天地之前，他就创造了天使。
God in His wisdom decided there would be three angels that would be in charge of all of the angels.
所以在神的智慧里面，他决定有三位天使长要来管理所有的天使。
And He divided all the angels and gave authority to Michael and Gabriel and Lucifer.
所以他把权柄分开，交给了三位天使长。
But Lucifer was the angel who covered.
但是这个路西佛是这一位贪婪的天使。
Apparently he had a very special place in God, in the things of God.
他在神的计划里面有个特殊的地位。
In a sense we might say, as a created being, he was the closest to God.
甚至我们可以说在受造之物里面他是跟神最靠近的。他有最大的责任。
But he was not satisfied to stay there.
但是他的心还是不满足。
Pride.
骄傲。
Affected him.
影响了他。
Where he made a great foolish decision.
他做了一个极大极愚昧的决定。
He basically shook his fist at God and says, "I will rule this universe."
他基本上向神举起他的拳头来说，我要来统管这个宇宙。
I hope you understand. God could not allow that to happen.
那我希望你们能够明白，神不可能让这种事发生。
So he judged him.
所以神就审判他。
He became Satan.
他就变成撒旦。
God's great enemy.
神最大的仇敌。
Now please don't help ask me to explain to you.
请你不要问我来解释。
Why didn't God just destroy him right then?
为什么神不就一下子把他灭了？
Well, God is free to do the things the way He wants to do them.
我们只能说神有自由做他自己喜爱做的事。
And He doesn't have to explain them to us.
而且他不需要跟我们说什么解释。Amen.
He doesn't have to explain to you what he does.
他不需要跟我们解释他为什么要这样做。
Now sometimes he's pleased to reveal what he does and the reason he does it.
有的时候按他自己旨意所喜悦的，他喜悦告诉我们他要做的事情。
But my dear brothers and sisters,
但是我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Let's be very careful.
让我们小心一点。
Let's remember.
让我们记得
，We are created beings.
我们是受造之物。
And we need to be careful about our attitude toward the Creator.
所以我们要小心我们对这创造主的态度是什么。
We need to be careful about the questions we ask.
我们必须要小心我们到底要问什么样子的问题。
And the accusations that we make.
或是我们向他的控告。
Because he is the all-wise God.
因为他是大有智慧的神。
As we mentioned last night,
像我们昨天所讲的。
It's impossible for him to make a mistake.
他不可能犯任何的错误。
If he ever made even the smallest mistake.
就算他犯了一个最小的错误。
Everything would collapse.
那所有的世界都会毁灭，这个宇宙就没了。
I don't know what would happen. It would just be nothing.
那我也不知道会发生什么事，到最后就是一片虚空。
All depends on him being faithful to who he is.
正是因为他是信实的，他是他本身的自己。
He has been.
他以往是这样子。
And he will continue to be faithful.
他以后仍然是信实的。
To who he is.
因为他是这样的人。
He cannot change.
他不能改变。
He's God.
他是神。
So why is it necessary for you and I to be sanctified?
那这样子来讲，为什么我们需要成为圣洁呢？
Well, again, we need to seriously consider.
我们在这里要严肃的来认真的来思考。
God in His great wisdom,
神在他的智慧里面
made a decision,
做了一个决定
to create a being called man.
要创造一种生物叫做人。
He's named his name in the scriptures is called Adam.
在圣经里面称他为亚当。
And God had great plans for this man.
那神对这个人有一个极美极大的计划。
And for his descendants.
也对他的后裔有这样子的心意。
He created him in such a way.
他把他创造成为这样子的一个。
He would have unhindered fellowship with God.
他创造他是如此以至于他跟神之间可以有没有拦阻的交通。
There didn't need to be anything standing in the way of God's relationship to the man and man's relationship to him.
在神与人跟人与神之间的关系没有任何一点拦阻。
It's clear when you read the scriptures.
在读圣经时，这很清楚。
God spoke.
神说话。
This man whom he created.
神对亚当说话。
So there was that communication, that fellowship between God.
所以在那里的时候，神跟这个人就有这样子的交通。
Now here's where I think we need to be careful.
那在这里，我觉得我们应该小心的地方是。
Probably you and I would have done it differently.
因为好觉得我们可能会不一样。
Praise God, you and I are not God.
那我们感谢主啊，我们不是神。
He is God.
他是神。
And he does things perfectly and with pure wisdom.
他行事完全大有智慧。
He said, "Let us make man in our own image."
他说，让我们按着我们的形象来造人。
Now this is after God had taken the chaotic condition.
这个时候，神已经将撒旦堕落以后这个混乱的情况。
And restored it to where man could live here on this planet.
把它恢复到一个地步，使人可以住在这个星球上。
Now, we as human beings are still continuing to find out if man can exist on another planet or has already existed.
在我们到现在还在拼命的在找人到底可不可以存在另外一个星球上，或者在别的星球上是不是已经有人了。
My suggestion is.
那我的建议是。
Let's pay more attention to the problems we have here.
让我们多花点时间注重在我们在这里的问题。
Let's let the Lord reveal to us His way of fixing the problems we created here.
那让神来启对我们启示，来教导我们如何使我们能够除去在这个地上，在这个地方的各样问题。
But God restored the earth.
神在这个时候已经恢复了整个地球。
Man could live here.
所以叫人可以住在那里。
Then he put the man and the woman in the garden. Well, let me mention about Eve.
然后他把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园里。现在我们谈到了夏娃。
God's declaration was.
神怎么样论到夏娃呢？
It's not good for Adam to be by himself.
神是说这人独居不好。
And what God said is.
神说的是这样。
I will make a helper suitable to him.
我要造一个配偶帮助他。
I will make somebody.That when he looks at her, he will see himself.
我造一个人，所以当亚当看见他，就看到自己。
He himself reflected in her.
在这造第二个手造夏娃身上，他可以看到自己。
Now, if you remember what we have there in Genesis 1,
如果你记得我们在创世纪第一章所讲的
，It says was in Genesis 1, no, not Genesis 1, Genesis 2.
不是在创世纪第一章，在创世纪第二章。
That before God created the woman,
在神创造女人之前。
He did something very interesting.
他做了一个很有意思的事情。
He sent Adam out to name all the animals.
他把亚当派出去叫他看各样的动物。
You ever stop to think about that?
那你仔细想一下。
Do you know how many animals there are?
你知道那个时候有多少动物吗？
I have no idea.
我不知道。
Would you have called them the names that we have for them?
你有没有办法叫出每个动物的名字来？
What would you have called the hippopotamus?
你怎么样会称河马？你会怎么样叫
？Or the giraffe，
或是长颈鹿
？What would you have called it if you had seen it？
那你如果看到它，第一次看到你怎么讲
I don't think I have even the capacity to name one of them.
我觉得我自己连这命任何一个动物的名字都没有办法，要所有的动物的名字。
Okay. Now why?
那为什么呢？
What is God's wisdom in asking Adam to do this?
神要亚当给动物命名的智慧在哪里？
You know what I think?
你知道我怎么想吗？
I think he wanted Adam to discover there was nothing among the animals that he could be married to.
因为我相信神要亚当看能够知道在所有的动物当中他没有一个可以娶的。
Now, when he came to the hippopotamus,
那讲到河马
he didn't even have to take a second look.
他第二眼都不用看。
But, and when he saw the giraffe,
那他看到长颈鹿
his question was,
他的问题是
How can I get up there to kiss her?
我怎么样才能够在上面去亲她呢？
But then he came to the orangutan.
Orangutan.怎么翻？猴子。
哦。
嗯。
He came to the orangutan.
他看到了猴子。
And he looked at her.
他看着。
He said close, but not close enough.
他这个很近了，但还不够。
Okay. So there's nothing.
这找不到任何一个动物。
So then God puts Adam to sleep.
然后神使亚当沉睡。
First time anesthesia was used.
是第一次麻醉剂。
So he's asleep.
所以他睡了。
God does bloodless surgery.
那神动了一个手术，没有流血的手术。那从他的
and builds it into a woman.
那从他的肋骨里面拉出一块，造成一个女人。
The word in Hebrew is isha.
在希伯来文里面是 isha.
The word for man is ish.
那希伯来文的男人是 ish.
Ish. And the word for woman isha.
啊，对。那女人这个字是 isha，
because she's taken out of man，
因为她是从女人身体拿出来的。
Now you know our wonderful God has given us a capacity to use our minds in imagination。
你知道神，我们奇妙的人赐给我们一个心思意念，我们可以去想象。
So tonight I want to use my imagination。
所以今天我就要来这里想一想。
Because we're not told exactly what happened。
因为我们不知道到底发生了什么样子的事情。
You can do with this what you want to, okay?
你也可以用你的想象力去想。
You can receive it, drop it in the garbage can when you go out, do whatever you want to, okay?
你听到我讲的，你可以听了，你可以把它丢到了这种去，随便怎么样。
Adam is under the anesthesia.
亚当在这个时候是在麻醉里面。
And God creates this beautiful creature.
那神就造出了这个美丽的动物。
He brings this beautiful creature to stand in front of Adam.
他把这个美丽的受造之物带到亚当面前。
Apparently Adam's laying on the ground.
那亚当还躺在地上。
So he's there and he's coming out from under the anesthesia.
那他刚从麻醉里面醒过来。
And one eye opens a little bit.
所以他的一个眼睛稍微张开一点。
And he sees this thing.
那他看到了。
He says, "I must still be dreaming."
他说想说我大概还在做梦。
I cannot believe.
我不能相信。
Here's someone like me.
像我。
When I look at her, she looks like me.
当我看到她之后，我看到我自己，我不相信这样子的事情。
So、again,
然后他就闭上了眼睛。
That maybe it's a possibility.
也许是可能的吧。
So he opens both eyes.
然后两个眼睛张开。
And then he has this wonderful reaction to what he sees.
然后他看到了以后，他有个奇妙的回应。
Now this is my interpretation.
那这是我的解释。
Okay.My interpretation
is
when he saw that beautiful creature standing in front of him, he stood up on his feet, and he wrote an impromptu song. And he danced and sang the song to Eve.
然后他就一面跳唱歌一面跳舞，将这个歌唱给夏娃听。这是我的解释。
I'm trying to imagine what I would have done.
我在这里想象说，如果是我的话，我会怎么做？
It's hard for us to imagine. There's, we've never seen a woman.
那你想想看，假如我从来没见过一个女人的时候，我亚当在这个时候从来没见过一个女人。他突然他看到的都是动物。
And the orangutan was not good enough.
那甚至连猴子也不够。
Now he sees this creature.
然后他看到了女人。
How would you react?
那如果是你的话，你怎么反应？
How would you react?
所以弟兄们，你怎么回应？
I'll tell you what.
哈利路亚。
If I could dance, I would demonstrate to you what I think Adam did.
如果我也会跳舞的话，我在这里就表演给你看，我觉得亚当会怎么做。
But I don't want to embarrass myself.
但我不希望在你们面前丢脸。
I don't want to offend you.
我也不希望能够得罪你们。
But I believe he stood up and danced and sang a song.
但我相信他站起来一面唱歌一面跳舞。
This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
他向夏娃唱歌说：“这是我骨中的骨，这是我肉中的肉，我要称她为女人，因为是从我身体所拿出来的。”
At least it's a poem.
那至少这一首诗歌。
But I think it's a poem that Adam sung.
但我相信是亚当所唱的一首歌
，because he was so thrilled，
因为他是这样的兴奋
，what he saw，
他看见了这样子的美丽而到受到之物。
Do you say love at first sight？
你我们怎么讲说一见钟情啊
？I think he felt deeply in love with her。
所以亚当一看见夏娃，就深深的爱上了夏娃。
Now the Lord gave very clear instructions。
然后主给我们指示。
He put them in a garden。
主告诉他们说，把它放在花园里面。所以你可以吃园里各样的水果。只有一个树上的果子。
I forbid you to eat from that tree.
你不可以吃那树上的果子。
Because if you eat from that tree,
因为当你吃的时候，
there are serious consequences.
有非常严重的后果。
You will experience death.
那你就必经历死。
Now we all know the story, right?
那我们知道这个故事。
Adam and Eve were in the garden doing their job.
所以亚当和夏娃在花园里面在那里工作。
Who comes sneaking into the garden?
那谁溜进了花园？
Satan.
撒旦。
Transformed himself into the form of a serpent.
把他自己化身成一个蛇。
He understood what God had in his mind.
他知道神的心意是什么。
What was God doing?
他知道神在做什么。
Oh.What our brother shared with us this morning about God's eternal purpose.
今天早上我们弟兄分享给我们神永恒的旨意。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
do we understand that everything, every decision that God makes,
我们是不是明白神所有的计划，所有的决定
is His way of fulfilling this great purpose He has in His heart.
他所做的一切事情，就是要成就他心里面所想的这件事。
It has to do with His own beloved Son.
这跟他所爱的爱子有关。
Now when the Lord said about Adam,
当主耶稣讲到亚当的时候
，Not good for man to be alone.
他是说这人独居不好。
Maybe,
也许
God was also speaking in reference to His Son.
在这亚当神这样讲的时候，也是指的他的儿子。
It's not good for my son to be without a mate.
那我的儿子必须要有个配偶。
So he made a decision.
所以他就做了一个决定。
His eternal purpose.
他永恒的旨意
is to have a bride for his son.
是要叫他的儿子能够有个心腹。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么知道
？Have you read the end of the book?
你有没有读到启示录
？Have you read the end of the book?
你有没有读最后这本书的末了
？How does human history come to a conclusion?
那到所有人类的历史的结局是什么
？How
是怎么结束的
？The very supper of the Lamb.
是羔羊的婚宴。
The church and the Lord Jesus are brought into an eternal union.
那教会跟基督在永恒里面一同结合。
This is the end of the story.
这是这个故事怎么结束的
？This helps us understand.
这是我们要明白的。
What was in God's heart in the beginning?
神在起初的心意是什么
？God has been able to fulfill this deep burning desire He has in His heart.
他能够成就他心里面这样强烈的喜悦。
So creating man and woman.
所以他创造了男造女。
Was part of God's way of fulfilling this.
是神要成就这个旨意的一部分。
So He had a great investment in Adam and Eve.
所以对亚当跟夏娃他有极大的心意在其中。
Because they were to be in a position of representing God's kingdom.
因为在这里他们能够显明神的国度。
That is continuing to bring this earth back to a restored state where God's kingdom would be a full reality here.
然后不断的能够使这个神的国度能够在整个地球能够显明。
But God chose to use human beings.
那神拣选了人。
Created in His image,
照着他形象造的人
to be His representatives here on this planet.
让他在地上做他的代表。
Now you know God could do it any way He wanted to.
那我们知道神可以用各式各样的方法来做他要做的事。
And when He spoke and said, "There be light," let there be light.
就好像他说要有光就有了光。
And all the other things He spoke and bringing restoration.
那他只要说一句话，万物就可以复兴。
Since He is omnipotent.He is all powerful.
因为他是全能无所不能的神。
All he had to do was speak the word.
他只要说了话说出来了。
And it would have been done.
那就成了。
But God in his great wisdom.
但神在他的智慧里面
chose to create a being called man，
拣选了要创造一个受造物叫做人
and give this man a helpmeet, a wife，
然后给了这个人一个配偶，一个妻子
and they would be the representatives，
那么他在地上来代表神
would make it possible，
那是神的心意可以成全。
God to restore His kingdom here.
是神的国度在地上可以成全。
And I think it also is a foreshadowing of what was in God's heart for His own Son.
那在这里，我相信也是对神对他爱子耶稣基督所心意的一个预表。
Now, let's back up 20 minutes, okay?
那我们再回到20分钟以前。
Why do you and I need to be sanctified?
我们为什么要成为圣洁呢
？Because Adam.Made a very serious mistake.
因为亚当犯了一个非常严重的错误。
He chose to listen to the voice of his wife.
他拣选了要听他太太的声音。
Rather than to listen to the voice.
而不再听神的声音。
He disobeyed.
他不顺服神。
And when he did that,
当他这样子的时候
something very tragic happened to him.
一个极大的悲剧发生了。
And he opened up the door.
他就打开了一个门。
For God's enemy to continue to work here on this planet.
是神的仇敌在这个地上可以继续的工作。
And man now has come under the authority of God's enemy.
所以人现在在神的仇敌的管辖之下。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
I hope it's totally clear in your heart.
我希望在你们心中是十分明白的。
This God who is a perfectionist.
那这一个全没有错误的神。
Could not allow the things to remain the way they were.
他不能够让这个事情继续的像现在这样继续下去。
He had to find a way.
他必须要找到一个方法。
Restore to perfection once again.
所以能够恢复那受造的完美。
And part of the process is to restore man.
那当中的一个部分就是要恢复人的形象。
In whom he invested so much.
就是他当初有极大心意的人。
He has to be restored now.
那现在这个人他必须将他们恢复。
And what the scriptures describe this as being sanctified.
那圣经里面就用成为圣洁这句话来描写。
Taking this man who is in this hopeless situation.
将这样的一个绝望的光景当中的人。
He not only created a rebellious act.
他不仅仅是有悖逆的行为。
He has become a rebel.
他本身就是一个叛徒。
Everything he does is against God.
所有他做的事都是背逆神的。
Now you think, oh, Ernie, you're exaggerating.
那你这样看说 ，Ernie， 你在这里太夸张了吧
？But you go to Genesis chapter 6.
但你等到创世纪第六章
，and it says, let's read it.
让我们看一下创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Now this is three chapters after Genesis 3.
这是创世纪第三章以后的三章以后。
All right, brilliant, huh?
这个很聪明吧？啊。
Three plus three.
三加三等于六。
Six. But look at verse 5.
那我们看一下第五节。
Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every intent The thoughts of his heart were only evil continually.
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
You have a word to describe that.
你要怎么样来描写这样的事
？How did God feel when he saw the situation?
当神看到这个光景时，神的感觉是什么
？I know it's not easy for me to understand how God can get sad.
我知道从一个人的角度来讲我很难想象神是怎么样来看的。
But it says that God was, he said he was sorry he ever made man.
但在这里说到神自己说耶和华就后悔造人。
Look in verse 7.
再看第
And the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to the birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made man.
第七节这样说耶和华说我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭因为我造他们后悔了。
Can we say that God was greatly disappointed?
我们是不是可以讲说神是非常的失望
To me it's not easy to try to understand how God could say I'm sorry.
对我来讲很难想象神的后悔是什么意思
He's a perfect God.
因为他是一个完美的神。
And he does everything perfectly.
他所做的一切尽都完美。
And now he said, I'm sorry.
那他在这里说我后悔了。
Maybe it's going to take some time in eternity to find out the answer to that. For me.
也许对我来讲，我是在永世里都不一定能够完全明白这个问题的答案。
But you remember when God is judging the man, the woman, and the serpent.
但你记得神是怎么样子在那里审判亚当、夏娃跟蛇。
You remember what he said to the serpent?
你记得神对蛇是怎么讲的
？Seed of that woman.Will crush your head.
他这女人的后裔要伤你的头。
Now here we have the prophecy concerning our Lord Jesus.
那在这里我们看到一个关于我们主耶稣基督的预言。
Why did the Son of God have to become a human being?
为什么神的儿子必须要成为人呢
？Because it was necessary.
因为这是必须的。
It wasn't optional.
这不是一个选择题。
Our righteous God could found another way. You can be sure He would have found it.
我们公义的神如果能够找到另外一个方法，他一定会的。
You know what it says in Isaiah 53?
你知道以赛亚书五十三章怎么讲的
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，It says it pleased Him to crush Him.
这里说耶和华定义喜爱将他压伤。
I'm sorry, I can't get my brain around that one.
我实在很难想这件事情，很难明白。
Sure, if there was another way,
因为如果有另外一个方法的话
，God to recover and restore,
叫神能够将所有的事情万物复兴
，to crush His own Son,
而且不用将他自己的爱子压伤。
I know the Romans crucified Him.
我知道是罗马人将他钉死的。
But it was God at work.
但实际上是神把他放在那里。
Finding a way.
因为神用这样子的方式，这是唯一的方法。他是公义的神，他是圣洁的神，他只能够行公义。
And the only way he could righteously forgive you and me,
他唯一能够按着公义来赦免我们的方法。
For his own son to become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world,
是叫他的爱子能够成为神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
So he said to the serpent.
所以他对蛇这样子
I'm not finished with you yet.
我对你工作还没结束。
I'm going to have the final word.
我会找到。
But the seed of the woman,
但那个
this woman that you deceived,
但那个女人的后裔，这个你所欺骗的女人，她的后裔
is going to crush your head.
是要伤你的头。
Or you'll bruise his heel.
你会咬伤他的脚跟。
But he once for all will defeat you.
但是他会一次的将你击败。
And I will be able to restore my kingdom to this planet.
然后在这个时候，我能够在这个星球上能够恢复我的国度。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，This is part of God's work.
这是神工作的一部分。
It's not all of it.
但不是神所有的工作。
But it was a necessary beginning.
但是神工作当中一个必要的开始。
Oh, may our God deliver us.
所以神能够释放我们。
Singing songs that somehow belittle the finished work of our Lord Jesus on that cross.
所以神能够释放我们，并能够成就他在耶稣基督身上钉十字架上所成就的事。
We never talk lightly about His forgiving us.
所以我们不要将他赦免我们的事看轻。
We receive it freely.
我们是白白的领
受。We don't have to pay anything.
我们什么都没有付。
He gives it to us freely.
他我们这样子是没有我们自己没有花代价。
But you know what it cost him.
但是他花了什么代价
？It cost him something that you and I will never understand.
但是他所花的代价是超越我们所能够想象的。我们绝对不能想象那样子的互相的关系。
The Son of God and God Himself.
那个神的爱子耶稣基督跟神之间的关系。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？They had this relationship eternally.
他们是在永世里就有父子的关系，一个完全的关系。
But something happened.
但有一件事发生了。
Where our Lord Jesus had to cry out.
所以我们的主要在这里哭求。
And please understand tonight, my dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们能够明白。
This was the necessary act on God's part.
这是从神的角度看来，这是必须的。
For you and I to know our forgiveness.
叫我们能够认识我们的赦免。
And when our blessed Lord Jesus on that cross.
当我们可尊重的主在十字架上的时候，在约翰福音第十九章第三十一节，他说成了。
The telestai was the word our Lord Jesus spoke.
在希腊文里面是 telestai，
one word，
一个字。
And I think it, you could feel the results of that declaration throughout God's universe.
你看这你几乎可以在神所造的宇宙里面听到这个声音。
We know the sun refused to shine.
我们知道太阳日头不发光。
This created order was affected.
整个受造的宇宙都受了影响。
So my brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
please,
请你们注意。
Let's not think lightly.
不要将这个轻看了。
Let's not talk lightly.
让我们谈论是不要轻轻的谈。
Let's not sing lightly.
当我们唱诗歌的时候，不要随便唱。
About what our Lord Jesus did on that cross.
因为我们主耶稣在十字架上所成就的事情是极大的。所以
Hallelujah. We can be sanctified because of it.
正是因为如此，所以我们得以成为圣洁。
We can be brought back to perfection.
所以我们能够带回到完全。
I know that some of you haven't even thought about this.
我知道我们当中有些人还没有想过这样的事。
But I hope you will begin to think about it.
但我希望你从现在开始可以这样来思考。
Because it's the will of God for you.
因为这是神向你所行的
事。The will of God for us is sanctification.
因为神对我们所存的旨意是要叫我们成为圣洁。
A full restoration.
是全然的恢复。
May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely.
也是平安的神亲自的叫你们全然成圣。
May your spirit, soul, and body
叫你的灵与魂与身子
be preserved complete without blame.
会被保守没有瑕疵的。
At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一直到我们主耶稣来的日子。
Now brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
you don't have to say hallelujah.
你不需要说 hallelujah.
But I'm going to say hallelujah.
但我要说 hallelujah.
What other time should we say this word?
什么时候你还能够说这个字？
It's a declaration of worship.
因为这是一个敬拜的宣告。
Our God has done something so wonderful.
我们的神行了何等奇妙的事！
Almost unbelievable.
心不能相信的事。
Something that man would have never thought about.
一个人心是想都想不到的。
That we as sinners,
我们这样的一个罪人，
all of us guilty,
我们都是有罪的人。
And we can stand before him.
但我们能够站在他的面前
we never committed a sin in our life.
好像我们一生当中没有犯过一件罪
you have a better word than hallelujah.
那你这个时候除了 hallelujah 以外你还能说什么
please share it with me.
如果还有的话请你说
is there a better word to describe how we ought to respond to that?
所以还有一个什么比 hallelujah 更好的字能说明我们应有的回应
I don't want to say hallelujah in some shallow way.
那我 不希望说用 hallelujah 用一个非常非常没有意义的话
but when it's a legitimate thing to doLet's not be afraid to do it.
但当有些时候是实在我们应当说的时候，让我们一同说。
I promise you, my dear brothers and sisters.
我可以告诉你们，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
If you find a better word for me, I will start using it.
如果有一个圣经的更好的字，你告诉我，我会用的。
But until then,
但在这之前
，Please forgive me if this offends you.
所以，请你原谅我。
But I'm going to continue to say Hallelujah.
因为我会一直的说 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for such a great salvation. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
何等大的救恩，何等大的救主 ，Hallelujah.
So our God has determined to sanctify us entirely.
所以我们的主已经决定了要将我们使我们全然成圣。
Spirit, soul, and body.
我们的灵与魂与身子。
Preserved complete without blame.
要保守我们没有瑕疵。
Paul mentions it in Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书第一章保罗提到。
He chose us before the foundations of the world.
他在创造世界以前拣选了我们。
That we might be holy and without blame before him.
所以我们在他面前成为圣洁没有瑕疵。
And in chapter 5,
在等到第五章的时候。
He says the same thing about the church.
他又讲到关于教会又用同样的字来讲。
The Lord Jesus is working on his church.
他说主耶稣在他的教会身上工作
to make her holy and without blame.
使他成为圣洁没有瑕疵
Why does she have to be that way?
为什么基督的心腹要这样
Because that's the way he is.
因为他是圣洁的
Do you know how long this marriage is going to last, brothers and sisters?
你知道这个羔羊与他心腹的婚姻要维持到多久
This marriage between the bridegroom, our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣基督和他的心腹的婚姻
And his bride, the church.
就是 他跟教会的婚姻。
When the wedding is completed, consummated,
当这个婚姻成功的时候
How long?
他们会存到多久
Forever.
永远。
Has to be perfect, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹必须要完全。
You understand why it's taking so long?
你知道为什么这么久吗要这么久吗
You understand why it's taking so long?
你知道为什么要这么久
Because there's not going to be a wedding.
因为除非完全没有婚礼
until the bride is ready.
因为只要心腹整齐了才有婚礼。
Now what that got to do with you and me being sanctified?
那这跟你我的成圣有什么关系？
Has a lot to do with it.
哇，大有关系。
Is it clear to you tonight?
那今天晚上是不是我们都清楚？
That as a believer in the Lord Jesus,
是一个相信主耶稣基督的人。
You are a member of that bride.
你是这心腹当中的一部分。
You are a part of that bride.
你就是这心腹里面的一个分子。
To be a member of the church.
你既然是教会的一份子。
To be baptized into the body of Christ.
既然受洗进入了基督的身体。
Is to become a member of that bride.
就是成为这心腹当中的一份子。
Now in the beginning, she's not seen as a bride.
在一开始
She's seen as a body.
在一开始的时候没有讲到她是心腹，而只是一个身体。
But we get to Ephesians chapter 5.
但到了以弗所书第五章。
Paul has a revelation that he shares with us about the church being the bride.
然后保罗得到一个启示，就跟我们分享，讲到了教会是基督的心腹。
And when we get to the book of Revelation,
然后我们等到了启示录，
we see the bride has been made ready.
那我们就看到心腹预备整齐了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the wedding.
那现在就有羔羊的婚宴。
When Revelation,
在启示录。
Not until.
那在那之前还没有。
You and I have a responsibility in this.
所以你我都有一个责任。
First of all,
首先
we need to be concerned about experiencing this sanctification.
我们必须要了解我们怎么样来经历这个成圣。
It's part of God's great salvation.
这是神极大的救恩当中的一部分。
It has a beginning.
它有个开始。
It has a continuation.
有个继续的过程。
And it has a climax.
然后有一个高峰。
The beginning.
开始的时候。
Includes forgiveness.
是我们的罪的赦免。
Being born again.
我们得了重生
the continuation,
然后继续的过程
is sanctification,
那是叫成圣
the final product,
那最后出来的结果
glorified,
就是得荣耀
conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus,
磨成他儿子的样子
Now you're prepared to be fully incorporated into the body, into the bride of Christ.
那这个时候我们就预备好了可以成为基督的身体基督的心腹
Holy and without blame,
圣洁没有瑕疵
Preparedmoral, terms of character,
在我们的道德性格里面，神已经成全了。
Trained, learned, taught how to obey.
我们已经受了训练，我们已经知道如何的顺服。
What is the bride and the bride going to be doing for eternity?
那在永世里，这新妇跟新郎要做什么呢？
They're going to reign first of all for 1,000 years.
首先，他们要一同受王1,000年。
And then later, when the whole process is finished.
然后到最后万物终结的时候
and they will reign forever and ever.
他们会做王直到永远一同做王
you and I are going to have a position of government.
所以表示说你我都有一个管理的职分一个责任
to govern in the kingdom of God.
在神的国度里要做管理
This is no small matter.
这不是一件小事
This is our calling.
这是我们的呼召
This is the hope of our calling.
那这是我们呼召里面的盼望。
It includes being conformed to the image of Jesus.
是等到我们能够磨成神儿子的样子。
It includes us being sanctified.
那包括了我们的成圣。
What time we finish tonight?
我们今天什么时候要结束？
8:30.
八点半。
I promise you, I'm going to try.
我答应你们，我一定会尽量。
What is your name?
你叫什么名字？ Josephine. Josephine.
Josephine.
Yeah, Josephine.
Josephine. 8:30.
Josephine, 八点半
Ernie. If I don't listen,
Ernie,
throw a hymn book at me, okay?
如果我没听的话，把诗歌本丢到我头上。
Paul says, "May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely."
保罗说愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
May your spirit, your soul, and your body.
叫你的灵与魂与身子。
Now, if Paul says entirely,
保罗既然说全然成圣
then spirit, soul, and body describes your entire being.
所以灵与魂与身子就说明你的全人。
Now, when God creates Adam in Genesis chapter 2,
那在创世纪第二章讲到神怎么样造亚当的时候
say that God created him spirit, soul, and body.
那你并没有讲到神造了灵与魂与身子。
God began by creating a body out of the dust of the ground and some of the dew that was falling on the ground.
所以神就从借着土造了他的身体。
God formed it.
那神使他成为形。
And God did the second thing that was necessary.
那神做了第二件必要的事。
God breathed upon man's face.
神向他吹了一口气。
Upon his nostrils.
从他的鼻孔。
And the breath of God went inside him.
所以神的气进到他的里面。
And the scripture says.
那圣经这样讲。
He became a nephesh hayah.
他就成为 nephesh hayah.
Hebrew.
在希伯来文。
That's probably the only two Hebrew words I remember.
那大概是我记得唯一的两个希伯来文。
Nephesh hayah.
Nephesh Hayah,
a living soul,
一个活人
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
there was never ever anything like this before.
但是之前没有这种事
This is something new from God.
这神所做的事里面，这是一件新事。
As we mentioned earlier,
好，像我们之前所提的
God has great plans.
神对他有个极大的计划。
He's created.
对这个他所造的人有极大的计划。是按照他的形象造的，他的样式。他希望这个人能够有他自己的性格。他要这个人跟他有一个不可间隔、没有间断的交通。神要能够与他交通，他要亚当能够与他交通。
God made it very clear.
但神讲得很清楚。
There was one thing, only one thing he could not do.
有一件事，只有一件事他不能够做。
Because if he did,
如果他做的话，
it would have serious consequences.
结果非常的严重。
Don't eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不要吃那分别善恶树的果子。
Don't make a choice.
不要在这里做个决定。
Try to live your life and do the things I've asked you to do by living independently of me.
在你的生活里面，在你的思想里面，过一个没有我的生活。
God designed us.
神设计了我们。
God has created us.
神创造了我们。
With the absolute necessity for us to live a dependent life.
因为叫我们必须要依靠他而生存。
That is, if we're going to live a life that is according to what He wants.
叫我们能够按着他所要的来生活。
Now we can live our life as we can see.
我们可以随便按着我们的意思活。
Without living dependently on him.
那而不一定要依靠他。
But will you agree with me tonight?
但今天你会不会跟我有同样的想法？
That one of the most difficult things for us to do.
但我们对我们自己来讲最困难一件事情。
Is to live a life of total dependence on God.
是要叫我们能够全然的依靠神而活。
You agree with me?
你同意吗？
Huh?
啊？
No, you don't agree with me.
你不同意？
Huh?
啊？
Was Adam able to do it?
我们可以这样做吗？
No.
不能？
Because he knew what he was supposed to do and what he was not supposed to do.
因为他知道他该做什么，他不该做什么。
And you remember when after they had eaten of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
所以当他们吃了那分别善恶树的果子以后，
the Lord came to Adam in the garden.
所以神就到花园里面找亚当。
And he said, "Have you eaten of the tree I told you not to eat of?"
他问亚当说，你是不是吃了我吩咐你所不可吃的那树上的果子？
How did Adam respond?
亚当怎么说？
He said, "Yes, Lord, I did."
他说是。
Sorry.
他说是的，主，我吃了，对不起。
Is that what he said?
他是这样讲的吗？
What did he say?
他怎么说的？
That woman that you gave me.
他说你所赐给我的女人。
She gave me the fruit and I ate it.
他把果子给我，我吃了。
It's your fault.
是你的错。
You gave me that woman.
你把那女人给我的。
He never acknowledged his own failure.
他没有承认他自己的失败。
He never repented.
他没有悔改。
I don't know what would have happened if Adam had. I don't even go down that road. Okay.
我都不知道亚当到底怎么想，我也不想讲，我也不想去想。我们知道的就是说他没有悔改。然后神就判断了他。把他从花园里面赶出来。
Man became a being that God never intended for man to become. Man became a being that God never intended for him to become.
那神成为一个人，成为神心意里面从来不愿意他成为的一样的这样的人。
What did he become?
他变成什么样子的人
？What did he become?
他变成什么样子的人
？A sinner.
一个罪人。
God wanted us to become sinners.
神是要我们成为罪人吗？
Absolutely not.
当然不是。
If God created us to be sinners, then he'd be responsible.
因为他如果造我们，叫我们成为罪人的话，那这是他的责任。
He didn't create us to be sinners.
他创造我们不是要叫我们成为罪人。
It was a choice that Adam made.
是亚当的抉择。
We inherited that capacity to do the same thing.
我们也有这样子的能力。
We have the same tendency in us.
在我们里面也有这样子的倾向。
And we have made our own choices.
我们也做我们自己的决定。
Anybody twist your arm and make you sin?
有没有人扭着你的手叫你犯罪？
Huh? Anybody?
有人是这样子的吗？
Then why do you sin?
那你为什么要犯罪？
Oh, you went to school. I know you took sinning 101.
哦、oh, ，你到学校，你上了犯罪第一门课。
Yes.
是你这样学的吗？
Why do we sin?
我们为什么犯罪？
Because that's who we are.
因为我们就是罪人。
We're sinners.
我们是罪人。
And it's natural for sinners to sin.
那对罪人犯罪是再也自然不过的事。
So, hallelujah.
所以 Hallelujah.
Our God has a way.
所以神有个方法，把一个罪人，那把他们变成圣人，成圣，使他们成圣。
Now, we're not going to experience all of the sanctification while we're here on in this earth.
当我们还在地上活的时候，当然我们不会经历所有成全圣徒的事情。
Brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们
，a lot of it needs to get done now.
但很多的事我们现在都可以做。
And that's why the Holy Spirit has been sent.
这就是为什么圣灵赐给我们。
Why is he called the Holy Spirit?
为什么他叫圣灵？
Because he wants to make us holy.
因为他要叫我们成为圣洁。
This is his mission.
这是他的工作。
His mission is to have you and I experience the forgiveness of our sin.
他工作的目的是要叫我们能够经历蒙赦免，然后接受神的生命在我们里面。
And then this life in us.
然后这个在我们里面的生命。
Be able to penetrate our entire being.
然后就能够渗透我们的全能。
Spirit, soul, and body.
灵魂与身子。
Now, what is this which we have experienced by being regenerated?
那这个重生的经历到底是什么？
What has God given us?
神到底给我们什么？
Has He created another kind of life now?
是不是他造出另外一种生命来？
And taken that created life and put it inside of us?
把另外一个所创造的生命放到我们里面。
No, brothers and sisters.
那不是这样的。
God's wisdom was,
神的智慧是这样的。
He would take His own life.
他用他自己的生命。
Now, what kind of life does God have?
神的生命是什么样的生命？
What kind of life does He have?
他的生命是什么样的生命？
Eternal life.
是永远的生命。
Eternal life.
是永生。
It's the only place you find eternal life.
是在他这里才能找到永生。
It's in God Himself.
就是在神的里面。
So it was God's choice.
所以是神的拣选。
By the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
To take His own uncreated eternal life.
将他自己这个非受造的永远的生命。
When we put our faith in His Son.
当我们信靠他的儿子的时候，当我们相信神的羔羊的时候，我们就经历了这个重生。
Being born again.
我们就重生了。
God's own life
因为神自己的生命
has now been placed into the innermost part of our being.
要放到我们的全人里面最深处。
This is in our spirit.
在我们的灵里。
So the sanctification begins in our human spirit.
所以成圣的过程从我们的灵开始。
Because it is dead. It is dead toward God.
因为我们的灵向神是死的。
And how has He chosen to bring it back to life?
那怎么样让我们再活过来呢？
By putting eternal resurrection life in our spirit.
将那永远复活的生命放在我们灵里。
And then he intends that our spirit be strengthened.
所以我们的灵可以得到坚固。
Be filled.
能够满足。
And this life have opportunity to infiltrate our whole being.
然后这个生命就能够渗透我们的全能。
He wants to begin in the spirit.
他从灵开始。
Sanctify it.
他使他成圣。
He wants it to be full.
那使他成全完丰满。
He wants there to be an overflow into our minds, into our emotions, into our decision making.
然后流露到我们的理智，流露到我们的感情，流露到我们的意志。
And even into our physical bodies.
那甚至流露到我们的肉身。
Remember what Paul says in Romans 8.
在保罗在罗马书第八章这么样讲
who raised Jesus from the dead,
那将耶稣基督从死里复活的灵
well, in our mortal bodies,
那住在我们的必死的身体里面
he will give life,
他是生命
our mortal bodies.
给我们这个必朽坏的身体
That's what we plan to share on Monday morning.
那这是我打算在礼拜一早上所分享的
You can see I'm having trouble getting to this sanctification of the Spirit.
所以你可以看得出来我有点困难能够讲完这个关于我们灵的
成圣
但有一些事情我们必须很清楚
We need to have some clarity, my dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们我们要想清楚
about what it is that God is doing and the way he's doing it.
那神到底在做什么他怎么样在做
I'll tell you what, I get very angry. When I hear brothers and sisters talking about this matter of being born again as if it were some unimportant thing.
所以每次我听到弟兄姐妹讲到重生的时候，好像轻轻带过，有时候我会很生气。
It's a miracle.
因为这是一个奇迹啊。
Now what is a miracle?
什么叫做奇迹？
A miracle is something that only God can do.
对我来讲，奇迹的意思就是说，只有神能够做的事叫奇迹。
Who else can cause you to be born again?
谁能够让你重生啊？
Who else can cause your spirit to be regenerated?
除了神以外，谁能够将你的灵更新？
Brought back to life again.
那使你的灵，一时的灵再活过来。
Will you forgive me for sharing my experience?
请你原谅我，让我分享一下我个人的经验。
55 years ago this year.
在55年以前。
I was in a little church in Pensacola, Florida.
我在Pensacola, Florida 的一个小教会。
I was making one big mess of my life.
那时候我的生命里面真是一乱糟糟。
And I found myself in this little church.
然后我在这个小教会里面。
And this little short preacher named Andrew Smith.
有一个矮矮的一个传道人叫做 Andrew Smith.
He was shorter than I was.
他比我还矮。
But he was there preaching about Jesus.
他在那里讲到耶稣基督。
Now I had heard about Jesus all my life.
那我其实在我一生当中都不知道听到多少耶稣基督。但我从来没读圣经。
And I heard songs about Jesus.
我听到这些唱的歌。
I had no idea who he was.
但我从来不知道他是谁。
And so here I am 23 years old.
那我现在23岁了。
Now you can add 55 and 23.
所以你可以现在可以做加法了，23岁加55。
By the way, this is an aside, okay?
所以你讲这是一边哈。
Last Monday afternoon at 5 o'clock.
下个礼拜一的5点钟。
I received a phone call from Brazil.
哦，对不起，上个礼拜一，我在从巴西收了一个电话。
On my cell phone.
在我的手机里面。
And when I answered the phone.
当我在接听电话的时候。
The voice of an eight-year-old boy was saying.
有一个八岁的小孩子跟我说。
Dad.
爸爸。
I'm going to have a brother.
我还要有一个我要有一个小弟弟。
I'm going to have a brother.
爸爸，我要有一个弟弟了。
Dad, I'm going to have a brother.
爸爸，我要有一个弟弟了。
You know what?
你知道吗?
My wife is pregnant.
我太太又怀孕了。
We're going to have a baby in January.
那一月的时候我还要有一个儿子。
Huh?
啊?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For me, hallelujah.
对我来讲是 hallelujah.
I'm still up in the clouds.
我还在好像走在云端。
Okay. Where was I now?
我到底讲到哪里了?
That was supposed to be around, okay?
那这是被旁边所讲的事情啊。
But our God is in a miracle producing business.
但是神是一个行神迹的神。
So here I was in this little church.
所以我在这个小教会里面。
Listening to this preacher preaching about Jesus.
听这个传道人在讲耶稣基督。
I didn't understand.
我不了解。
And so I left that Sunday.
所以我那天我就离开了教会。
I had the most miserable week of my life.
那是我一生里面最糟的一个礼拜。
I couldn't understand why.
我根本不知道为什么。
But I found myself back in that little church the next Sunday.
但等到下一个礼拜天，我发现我又回到这个教会。
Only God knows how I got there. I don't know.
那我连我自己都不知道，只有神知道我为什么回去。我在当中坐的。
About 7 rows back.
我坐在第七排。
And they had the individual chairs, and I'm in the middle.
他的每个椅子单独放了，我在当中。
Jesus again.
他又在讲耶稣基督。
And when he finishes,
当他讲完的时候。
He says, "If you want to receive the Lord Jesus, come up front."
他在说，如果你愿意接受耶稣基督，就坐到前面去。那我不愿意走到前面。
Please forgive me, please forgive me, and I went right through the middle, and I went up front.
那我就对别人说，对不起，对不起，对不起，我就出来一直走到前面。
And he helped me receive Jesus into my life.
所以他帮助我接受了耶稣基督进到我的生命里面。
Now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹，
I had no idea what was happening.
我根本不知道发生什么事了，我一点都不懂。
I never read the Bible in my life.
我还没有读过圣经。
I didn't understand.
我不了解。
But I went home after that.
但我回家了之后。
And I laid on my face.
然后我躺，
趴在那里。And I cried until there were no more tears.
我在那一直哭，哭到我没眼泪了。
And I didn't understand why are you crying?
我甚至不能够明白我为什么要哭。
But when I finished with all my tears.
但等我流完了我的眼泪。
There were two things that were very real in me.
但有两件非常真实的事。
First of all,
第一
I felt like somebody got inside of me with a scrub brush.
那我感觉好像有一个人进到我的里面，好像带着刷子进来的。
You know scrub brush?
你知道那个刷东西的刷子。
Clean me up on the inside.
把我的里面清干净了。
那 how can I understand?
我怎么明白啊？
But the second thing that happened.
但第二件事。
I knew that I knew that I knew that I knew that there was a God.
那我就知道，我清楚的知道，真正的知道，真的有一个神。
I just knew.
我不知道我怎么知道的，但我就知道。
This is my experience.
那这是我的经验。
But this is to me is what it means to be born of God, born of the Spirit.
那这个这对我来讲就是重生，就是从圣灵而生。
I think I have a little more understanding today.
所以我今天我想我比那时候懂得更多。
But what God did.
更明白神到底做了什么事。
When I put my faith in His Son.
当我相信他的儿子的时候。
The Holy Spirit brought God's own life.
圣灵就将神的生命
inside of me,
带到我的里面
and I began to live,
然后我就真的活了
began, only began,
那刚刚开始活
to live life the way God wanted us to live.
活出一个神喜悦我们所活的生活
That was 55 years ago,
那么这是
last February.
这是55年前的2月
And you can see he still has a lot of work to do.
那你可以看得出来他在我身上还有许多的工作要做
But you remember what it said there in 1 Thessalonians 5?
但你记得帖撒罗尼迦第五章怎么说的吗
？Faithful is he who calls you.
那招我们的是信实的。
He also will bring it to pass.
他必成就这事。
He is faithful, my brothers and sisters.
他是信实的弟兄姐妹。
No matter how we are not, he is faithful.
我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的。
So this is the way God begins this work.
所以这是神怎么样开始他的工作
？So what am I trying to share with us tonight?
所以我今天跟弟兄姐妹所分享。
Please know.
所以弟兄姐妹们，请你记得。
If you put a genuine faith in the Lord Jesus,
如果你真心的相信主耶稣基督
，a miracle has taken place.
已经有一个神迹发生了。
In the deepest part of your being,
在你生命里面最深处
，it become the control center of your life.
就是你生命的控制的深处。
Everything that happens in your life ought to be controlled by what's happening in the deepest part of your being.
你生命里面所有所行所做所发生的事，都是由你生命最深处的来控制的。
Your spirit has been regenerated.
你的灵已经蒙了重生，你已经得了重生。
And you've begun to experience the reality of the kingdom of God.
然后你就开始经历神国度的真实。
Now God wants that experience to continue to grow.
那神要这样子的经历不断的成长。
Now you can see this has influence on us individually.
所以你可以看出来，对我们个人来讲会影响。
Sharing,
但对，好，今天早上我们吴弟兄所分享的，对我们共同的生活也有影响。
So、very simply, what's happening?
所以很简单来讲，到底发生
什么事 us,
但这个生命放到我们里面的时候
，It's a gift.
这个礼物。记得约翰福音三章十六节吗
？God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever
叫一切信他的
believes in him,
一切信他的
perish,
不至灭亡
but have eternal life.
反得永生。
That's what happened to us.
这就是我们身上所发生的事。
Now this life that's in us,
这个在我们里面的生命
wants to make us alive to God.
叫我们能够向神活着。
He wants us to be able to have communication with him.
叫我们能够与他有相通相通相交，因为他来到我们当中。
To have a spirit that functions properly.
如果让叫我们让圣灵能够适当的工作
，We know in our spirit when something is not from God。
我们在我们的灵里知道有些事情如果不是出于神的，我们知道。
It's not the tree of knowledge of good and evil。
这不是分别善恶树的
果子。Now you have the life of God in you。
因为现在在你里面有神的生命。
It always indicates what is of God and what is not。
在这你的里面会告诉你什么是属于神，什么不是属于神。
It's not from God。
如果不是从神来的
，Don't accept it。
不要接受。
We can also have communion and worship.
我们同时能够一同的交通，能够一同敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, our worship of God.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们敬拜神的时候
，originate in our spirit.
是我们从我们灵里出来的。
It's not something that we create with our own minds or our emotions.
那不是我们的思念里面，我们的感情里面创造出来的。
The woman at the well.
那主耶稣对那井边的妇人说
，Those who worship Him, that is worship the Father.
那些真正敬拜父的人
，must worship in spirit and in truth，
是在真理啊，在圣灵跟真理里面来敬拜。
Now you can't just sing songs about that。
你不是光光唱首诗歌。
You have to learn what that means and experience。
你必须要真正的明白，真正的经历。
You remember when the angel appeared to Mary？
你记得天使向玛利亚显现的时候。
She sang this song.
然后她唱了一首，玛利亚唱了一首诗。
My soul doth magnify the Lord.
我的心尊主为大。
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
我灵以神我的救主为乐。
Where did her worship begin?
我们的敬拜从什么哪里开始？
Began in her spirit.
从我们的灵开始。
And the spirit, the soul joined in with her spirit.
然后我们的魂进入我们的灵。
This is the kind of worship that God wants us to experience, and He wants to come forth from us.
那这是神要我们所经历的敬拜，这是他能够来到我们当中的情况。
With our spirits, we can know God.
在神所赐给我们的灵，我们可以认识神。
Communication with him.
我们可以与他相交。
We can begin to learn what are the things that he does not want us to be involved in.
我们开始可以明白他到底什么事情不希望我们去做。
He wants us to learn to receive from him.
他要我们学习如何从他来领受。
He wants us to know him.
他要我们认识他。
You remember in the prayer in John 17.
你记得约翰在约翰福音第十七章所写的祷告。
那
主耶稣为了他的门徒在那里倾心吐意的祷告。
And he says in verse 3 of John 17,
他在约翰福音第十七章第三节这样讲。
Now listen carefully.
仔细的听。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣所讲的。
This is eternal life.
好，这是永生。
Anybody finish it for me?
你们可不可以结束？怎么讲的？
接
下去讲，这是永生。
That they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
认识我独一的真神，并他所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
This is one of the first things that happens to us.
这是我们身上所发生的第一件，我至少是应该发生的第一件事。
When we experience eternal life.
当我们经历永生的时候，
所以、so so、
我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹们，
you have someone living inside of you.
在您的里面有一位活在那里，
you have a life inside of you.
在您里面有一个生命，
that will enable you to know the living God.
会叫你得以认识那永生神。
This is eternal life.
这是永生。
That produces this.
这样子的永生在我们心里创造出来的。这给我们是一个礼物。
Share with the young people, but this is something for all of us.
那不仅是给我们当中年轻的，也是说给我们所有人的。
Maybe you're 60 or 70 years old.
也许今年你七十岁。
You can begin to learn now.
你现在还是可以开始学。
This is one of your experiences as a child of God.
那这是做神儿女所应有的经历。
You need to know him.
你必须认识他。
You need to be able to hear his voice.
你要能够听他的声音。
You need to recognize the registrations inside of you.
在你里面，你能够认识他，你能够知道他给你的印象。
To allow your spirit to be the master,
让你的灵能够在你的生命当中做主。
Now, I spent a lot of time tonight.
今天我花了很多的时间。
There are many other things would be valuable for us to fellowship about.
那还有很多宝贝的事我们可以交通。
But when Adam sinned,
当亚当犯罪的时候
，spirit died.
他的灵死了。
He was no longer communicating with God.
他不能够跟神相交。
My understanding is at that point.Man's soul and man's body.
我的了解是那个时候他的魂与身子
joined in the conspiracy,
就在结合起来一起来
against his spirit,
来反对他的灵
and man became flesh.
那人就变成属血气
man began to live and make decisions.
人在这个时候他自己按着自己的心意做决定
on the basis of the dictates of his soul and his body.
是按着他的魂按着身体来做决定
they are partners.
他们在那里同工
they work in conjunction with each other.
他们彼此同工
and they don't want anything to do with the Spirit.
他们不希望跟灵有任何的关系
But you notice in Hebrews chapter 4,
但你读到希伯来书第四章
the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword.
神的道是活泼的是有功效的比一切两刃的利剑更快
doing what?
做什么
dividing asunder
能够将灵与魂能够分开
Now the spirit doesn't have to always be under the influence of the soul.
当然，灵不是永远的在魂的影响下。
It can begin to function the way God designed it.
那它能够按着神的设计开始工作。
It's to be the boss in your life.
它在我们生命里面要做主。
Now the Holy Spirit is actually the boss.
那圣灵是我们真正的主。
But He communicates to our spirit.
但是它与我们的灵交通。
And then our spirit sends a message to our soul.
所以我们的灵呢，就告诉我们的魂。
And our soul communicates with our bodies.
那我们的魂在与我们的身体交通。
This is normal Christian living.
那这就是正常的基督徒的生活。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have a wonderful salvation.
我们得的救恩是何等的大。
And part of it is that God is wanting to sanctify you.
那当中的一部分是神要使我们成为圣洁。
Living in your spirit.
那赐给我们圣灵。
Moving into your soul.
带到你的魂当中
那
然后甚至能够影响你的身体。
So what do you say to this sanctification?
所以我们怎么样来讲到这样的神圣？
What is your response to what God wants to do?
你怎么样子来回应呢？
An amen, right?
Hallelujah, an
amen,
amen,
Lord.
Amen, Lord.
Let's get on with the job.
让我们这样子来继续的做。
And you know what it requires?
需要什么呢？
You need to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
你要将自己献上当作活祭。
You need to give yourself 100% to Him.
你要将自己全然的归给他。
Spirit, soul, and body.
你的灵魂与身子都交给他。
I'm going to stop. I know I took 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Okay.
我需要停了，我已经过了3分钟。
But back in the early 70s,
在七零年代,
there were some things happening among us in Long Island, New York. I don't know what was happening where you were.
在 Long Island, 在纽约的 Long Island, 在我们当中有一些事。
But some life-transforming things were happening.
在那里有一些生命改变的事发生。
And during that time, we sang a few little choruses and songs.
在那段时间里面，我们有一些短歌我们在唱。
And I want to quote one of those songs for you tonight.
那今天我要跟你引用一下这是我们所唱的歌。
Hopefully, it will become our prayer.
那希望也成为我们的祷告。
I would sing it.
我会唱,
but probably the lights would go out.
但我唱的时候这灯可能就灭了。
No, I won't sing it, I'll just quote it.
所以我就不唱了, 我就念给你们听。
I want more of Jesus.
我要更多的耶稣。
More and more and more.
更多的耶稣。
I want more of Jesus.
我愿意更多的耶稣, 更多认识耶稣。
Than I ever had before.
比我以前所认识的更多。
I want more of His great love.
我愿意更多认识他的爱。
So rich.
这样的丰富，这样的自由。
I want more of Jesus.
我愿更多认识耶稣。
So I'll give Him all of me.
所以我将我自己全然献给他。
Why don't you do that?
我们今天就这样子好不好？
Why do you even hesitate?
为什么还犹豫呢？
He loves you perfectly.
他是用全然的爱爱我们。
He wants to make you a perfect human being.
他要叫我们能够成为完全的人。
He wants to be able to channel His life and love.
他要将他自己的生命借着你生命流露出来。
You
是你啊。
It's His plan for you.
这是他对你的计划。
So why don't you give Him the permission?
所以为什么不容许他这样子做？
So as a living sacrifice, climb up there on that altar.
所以到那个祭坛里面将自己献上。
Pray to Him.
然后对他说，
Lord, from this day forward,
说主啊， 从今天开始，
I belong to you.
我属于你，
Spirit, soul, and body.
我的灵， 我的魂， 我的身子，
Do the work that you desire to do.
按着你的喜悦在我身上工作。
By your Holy Spirit, help me to cooperate.
靠着你的圣灵， 让我能够与你同工合作。
And you'll find Him coming and meeting you in wonderful, wonderful ways.
那你就会发现， 祂有非常奇妙的方式， 能够与你相遇。
May the God of peace Himself
愿那赐平安的神亲自的
sanctify us entirely.
使你全然成圣。
May our spirit, soul, and body
愿你的灵与魂与身子
preserve complete without blame
都蒙保守， 没有耽误
without at the coming of our Lord Jesus
保守直到我们主耶稣来的日子。
And everybody said
然后每个人都要说
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, dear brothers and sisters.
神保守，神祝福你们，弟兄姐妹们。